They met in an online chat room. Cindy tells him she's a virgin, and he sends her a picture of his genitals. Crazy Trini 85 asks her if she'll try anal sex and adds, it's better than regular sex.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Then he asks her if she has a jacuzzi.
I'm a you in there. And on your mom's bed?
Why not my bed?
That too. You know what would be a huge turn on for me?
What?
He wants to watch her perform a sex act on a cat.
There are lots of boys that precisely want to give a blowjob. That's what they give, and as the saying goes.
He tried to pull Gary's pants down.
I remember seeing an episode of The Outer Limits where some sort of toxin got into the air and tainted all the adults. And the kids were the only ones that were affected by it. And these kids are all, I'd say, 13 on down. And the teachers were encouraging them to go out and start breeding. You have no idea how much I would love something like this to happen.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Yeah, I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I'm gonna lick you.
I'd work hard and get hot. Sometimes I take my shirt off.
I'd take your shirt off. Yeah, we'll get you cleaned up.
Yeah. I never realized how many muscles you have, man. You been working out?
Yeah.
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
I am kind of big down there.
It is a secret society of pedophiles that literally run the country. They like to get them really young to rape them.
Mr. Mac touched my penis.
Hey, so what game are we going to play now? Oh, I got it. Trampoline.
You got a trampoline here?
Well, no. But, you know, we can jump up and down on the bed.
There will be men that will come into your life that will try to pretend like they want to fuck you, but they really want to fuck your little boy name. They want your little boy rectum.
Sweet, sweet rectum.
I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
Simply put, one guy has his in her mouth.
Oh, jeez.
The other guy has his in her or her.
Oh, dang.
I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way.
Ever wonder why a guy that age would be hanging around a bunch of kids?
Can I rape you anally?
Yeah.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I like rape. Laugh out loud.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, the chickens! It's the poultry apocalypse! Plus, taking an aluminum bat to your scrotum, hiding in the pisser, and the bionic penis is here. All coming up today on TV!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Milky.
Tim Hansen back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Yesterday, we did a Sideshow exclusive one. If you're wondering why there was no show posted on the free feed, that is why. Tomorrow, another Sideshow exclusive program. Great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. So, this past weekend, another celebrity got in trouble for, like, being a dude. Aziz Ansari has been accused of not rape, not sexual assault. Some woman willingly got naked with him and, like, sucked his dick and stuff. And then she got skeeved out at his choice of wine. I don't know. There was a lot in that story I read. Bunch of details I felt like were superfluous. There should be a nice sounding bell that goes off every time I use a big word. I think I even pronounced it correctly, or close to correctly. I was in the ballpark. Superfluous. We'll take it! So, back to my rant here. This woman's account of what happened was published on, I don't know, some feminist blog. I think it's called Babe. And she says she went out with Aziz, whatever his name is. And they went out to dinner, had a nice time, but he was very eager to go back to his apartment. Like, bitch, is this your first date ever? Why do you think he's so eager to get you back up to his place? It's not to show off his Beanie Baby collection. He has paid for your dinner, and now he wants to fuck you. And you've given off all the signs that you're into it, like, making out with him. Also, later on in the evening, you suck his cock. You have to see how, in the man's mind, vaginal penetration is the next logical step. You've already wet the whistle, if you will. Now, to be 100% fair, like, he tried to do stuff to her beforehand, and she was all like, I don't know, things are moving fast. Like, I guess before the dick sucking, I don't know. He tried to, like, push her hand down onto his penis over his pants. She's like, you're crazy. So then he was like, okay, well, let's have some wine. And she's all pissed off because she's like, I like red wine, but he gave me white wine. Like, what a weird detail to include. Did you bring this up with him at the time? Was there a fight about it? Or are you trying to fluff up your piece? And this is some sort of weird supporting evidence that he just ignored you and did whatever he wanted and basically forced you to drink white wine and have sex. So I guess, like, after she blew him or something, he wanted to have sex, and she's like, I don't know, this is crazy. So he's like, okay, let's just go sit on the couch and watch some Netflix and chill, right? So then they do that, but I guess they're still naked. If you're hanging out naked with someone, sex is at least an option, right? It's on the plate. So after a while, a cool down period, he then tries to make a move on her again, and she's like, I said no. And then Aziz was like, all right, well, how about, let's calm down, and why don't we put some clothes on and watch Netflix, okay? They end up watching an episode of Seinfeld, a notorious aphrodisiac.
That Newman gets my pussy twitching.
And then Aziz was like, all right, let's have sex. And she's like, what don't you understand? It's not going to happen, you little fucking tiny Indian freak. And then she storms out, right? She could have done that at any point during the evening. Anytime Aziz made a move on her and she said no, he stopped at least for a while. And that's really all you could ask of men, especially when you're at their house naked. You can see how guys could get a little confused there, mixed signals and such. So please don't lump Aziz Ansari in with rapists. Not quite the same thing. At some point, okay, I get it, guys are assholes, hashtag me too and all that crap, right? But at a certain point, a woman has to be accountable for some of her actions. She wasn't afraid of him raping her. She could have left at any time. And it's not like this was like one of those Hollywood situations where the woman is afraid of repercussions because, you know, this Hollywood guy is so powerful.
I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get work anymore.
Not even in the same line of work as him. He's a tiny little guy, so non-threatening. How much does he weigh? Like a 125? There were other, like, more troubling details, I think, in that piece that I probably glossed over. Like, he kept, like, shoving his hand down her throat, which is a little weird. And then, like, I don't know, slicking up her pussy with it or something. I don't know. But she didn't stop him from doing that. That's where I would draw the line. I don't want anyone shoving their dirty, disgusting hand down my mouth. This mouth is strictly reserved for cocks, thank you. I got some audio to share with you today. First up, tragedy has struck a small town in Pennsylvania. A truck overturned on the highway. It was hauling live chickens. I mean, by the end of the ordeal, many of them weren't alive anymore. Chickens spilled out over a guardrail onto Eisenhower Boulevard. The loose chickens appear to have caused a second two-car crash on that road. No one was hurt. You know, aside from the chickens, I just happened to have a YouTube video where a couple of guys were driving and they witnessed the chicken carcasses, all along, strewn about the road. Ooh, these are like some hard asses, right? Listening to rap music.
Oh.
They just saw the truck overturned.
That's, oh no, oh. Oh, that's chickens.
Yeah, that. I love this guy so much. So he sees the chickens on the road.
Oh, that's chickens.
Oh, no! No! My God! Chickens!
Oh! Those are chickens! Those are chickens on the road! No! I would take out that rap album and replace it with something more fitting.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Yeah.
In numbers too big to ignore.
Or maybe there's a song that's even more fitting. Oh my God, those are chickens! Chickens! Oh no!
Chickens!
All right, speaking of songs, do you guys know who Paul Whitney is? Probably not. Let me give you a little clue.
Chickens!
No. What goes with chicken, though?
A bowl of gravy, folks.
Yes, the fat man. Now, Paul Whitney is not the fat man. Paul Whitney is the fat man's father. One thing that I did not realize or have forgotten after all these years is that Paul Whitney fancied himself a musical artist. One might call him a Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee. Here is Paul Whitney, the fat man's father, singing Burger and Fries, featuring the fat man, of course.
Go.
Burgers and fries and cherry pie, they were simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, everything can be good in.
Burgers and fries and a bowl of gravy.
We used to know
bringing in the star power now. This is obviously a remix or an edit a fan created. Okay, I can't take any more of it. You can search for Burger and Fries on YouTube. Hey, I have a honest to God 2018 Fat Man update for you. Let's first recap. We last saw a video from the Fat Man January of 2016. The last time he had a social media presence. Since then, many have speculated that the Fat Man had died, probably of a heart attack. In March 2016, a rumor spread that Fat Man stole $30,000 from Paul Burger and Fry Whitney, specifically his 401k, and spent it all on lottery tickets. Now, because this is the internet, people for years have known of the Fat Man's whereabouts, specifically where he lived and also his phone number. So a fan called Paul Whitney to confirm this. And Paul says that it's true. Fat Man bought like $30,000 worth of lottery tickets. Many had not been scratched off, most, right? And so he tried to get a refund. They wouldn't refund them. So Paul had to scratch off all 1,500 barcodes on the tickets to have them scanned at a gas station. And guess what? He only won $2,500. That meant he incurred a loss of $27,500. Do you want to know the reason why we haven't heard from the Fat Man lately? It's because Paul institutionalized the Fat Man after that incident. Paul was like, I cannot deal with this asshole any longer. I guess, thank you, Fat Man. I guess sending him to the funny farm didn't last very long. As of December 2016, he was living back home. Finally, we've got an update from this month. And I'm getting all this information from fatmansupremefatness.wikia.com/wiki/Christopher Paul Whitney. So take this with a grain of salt. Several calls were made to the Whitney household. Fat Man picked up this month in January here. He said, hello, 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 before handing the phone over to Paul. Paul thought it was a prank call and began snorting like a pig. Do we have audio of this? No.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And folks, gross stuff happens when you become an alcoholic. Because I just puked on the porch and all over the yard. I had 3 beers lately, but I ate a lot of food, too. I had the calzone, huge-ass calzone, 3 pieces of pizza. And a lot, I had, like...
bowl of gravy.
2 alcohols this morning and 3 this afternoon, so...
That was an old video. It just happened to be linked right below the update. I'm going to start calling the drinks I have alcohols. I had 4 alcohols today. 5 if you count the mouthwash I swallowed. Couple more clips here. First up, have you ever wondered what it would sound like when a baseball bat hits male testicles? Fat Man is not on board here. All right, let's take a listen. This is a woman batting a man's dick and nuts. Oh my God. Listen to that. You can hear it like reverberating on the baseball bat. Obviously in excruciating pain at the end, yet his testicles, neither of them popped, which is good. A final clip I have for you today. This is quite a physical fight between a very drunk woman holding a glass of wine and some guy who just wants to leave the situation. I guess he's the boyfriend, now probably the ex. And there is a reason why I brought up that glass of wine.
Get off me. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
He wants to leave, and she's all like, why are you doing this to me? Nothing better than, like, a breakup fight while one of the parties is completely inebriated, right? All I ever did was love you. Why are you doing this? Like, this person doesn't want to be with you anymore. By the time they confront you with this, their mind is made up. They've had time to really sit with it. Yes, it's news to you. Shocking, shattering news. But do you really think you're going to be able to convince them to stay with you? Why? Especially when you're in that state. Why are you doing this to me? You've got a small dick and you suck in bed. Don't leave me. She's kind of running hot and cold there. But I don't think any guy has ever been like, you know what? She does have a point. I do have a small penis. And I realize I'm not that good in bed. You know what? I don't think I can get anyone better than her. I've changed my mind, honey. I would like to stay with you. And then, you know, she slams her head on the table or something. My accident passes out. That's the mother of my future children. All right, so let's see how this fight breaks out.
Why are you doing this?
Get off me. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go, please.
She does not let him go. No. She holds on to him for dear life. She does not want him going anywhere.
Let me go. Let me go, please. No, let me go, because you go.
Then she takes the wine glass, sensing that he was about to leave and break free. She smashes the wine glass over his head.
Let me go.
One more time.
Let me go, please. No, let me go, because you go.
Stop it! Stop it! Please, stop it!
Stop it! You're the one doing everything. He wants to leave. You're holding him back, smashing shit on him.
You just left me.
Oh. Who censored this bullshit?
Oh my God. You just left me. You just left me.
You can't use the word glass like that. You glassed me. I think this was released by like the police department to a news station or something. Not a lot of usable audio. It's one constant expletive. Oh, wow. Yeah, she smashed the glass, like, right above his eye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help. Help.
You're going to need to scream a little louder than that.
Help! Oh my god!
What a pussy.
Help! Help!
Like a little chihuahua asking for help.
Help!
Lady, you can do better. I mean, I know you've got probably some alcohol issues you need to work out, but...
Oh, excuse me! Can you please help? I'm just being glassed.
I guess being glassed is a way of speaking. Like, that's acceptable verbiage. Verbiage. Is that a big enough word? Judges? Why? Oh, the judges are telling me it's because I said it two different ways. Verbiage and verbiage. Apparently verbiage is the right way.
Verbiage.
I knew it the second I started saying verbiage that I should just hold back and think about it for a second. Goddamn. You know, the show's only half over. Maybe I can pull out another big word.
I need some serviettes, something just to kind of pad it out, please.
Come in.
No, the blood everywhere, darling.
Are you sure?
I have, yeah, just to pad it out, please. I'll phone the police. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just got glassed. Never stick your dick in crazy or an alcoholic or a crazy alcoholic. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the news right now. For posting the show a little bit late today. Again, if you want more DV, catch yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program. That was a fun one. It was a good one, freaks. Good episode of DV. Tomorrow, hopefully, I'll have another good episode for you. That is always the goal. If you're not yet a Sideshow member, superfreaksideshow.com. That's our member site where every week we do exclusive content just for my true and honorable freaks. Again, go to superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up. You get a password-protected, what's that thing called? RSS feed. It works with most podcatchers and podcast apps. So that's kind of cool. You'll get all the free shows and all the exclusive content in one convenient feed. Also, full access to the entire archive of programs. Check it out. For more information, go to superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, it was recently revealed that Donald Trump's lawyer paid porn star Stormy Daniels a bunch of money to be quiet about something. And, you know, you ask Stormy Daniels now about, like, what was that big payment for? And she's like, nothing. And then he flat out asks her, did you fuck Donald Trump? And she's all like, no, that's gross. Well, actually, she probably did fuck Donald Trump. Porn star Stormy Daniels told Slate's Jacob Weisberg, Jew. So take all this with a grain of salt. Kosher, of course. I'm sorry, I don't know. Apparently, I'm very anti-Semitic today. Did I say Jew? I meant globalist scum, Jacob Weisberg. I don't know who Jacob Weisberg is. I don't know if he's a Jew. It's a Jewy name. Who cares? I guess I do, since I brought this up. I don't know. I'd have no problem with the Jews. I mean, I'll get you Jews, but, you know, I don't have a problem with you. Porn stars, I can't imagine, if you're a new listener of the program, you don't know what to make of me anymore. Is he a faggot? Wait, is he anti-Semitic? Wait, your head is probably exploding at this point. All right, porn star Stormy Daniels told Slate's Jacob Weisberg that she had a sexual relationship with a married Donald Trump throughout 2006 and 2007. Go Trump. Weisberg, writing for the online publication Tuesday, explained that he had pursued the story between August and October of 2016, shortly before the presidential election, with Daniels personally confirming the rumor and setting Weisberg up with associates who corroborated Daniels' account as well. Isn't that an Italian restaurant? Corroborate? I'm thinking of Carrabba's. Corroborated is a very awkward word to say. Collaborated is easy. Corroborated, it's like, it sounds like an Asian person trying to say collaborated. Oh, no.
That's crazy!
Okay, I just need to get back on track here. I'm getting silly. punch drunk, if you will. This is what happens when, you know, I get to recording the show so late. I'm tired, and then I just say anything in my stupid mouth. I say anything comes out of my mouth. Ah, whatever, you know what I mean. All right, the adult film actress kept some of the most private details to herself, though insinuated that Trump's prowess in the bedroom wasn't as fulfilling as ex-wife Marla Maples had described. Apparently, Maples said that the relation she had with the now president was the best sex I ever had. She didn't allege any kind of abuse, insisting she was not a victim, Weisberg wrote. The worst Trump had done, she said, was break promises she'd never believe he would fulfill in the first place. The billionaire, who had married his third wife, Melania, in 2005, had told Daniels he would buy her a condo in Tampa. Oh, of all places, why did you pick Tampa? And vowed to feature her on a season of Celebrity Apprentice. Eventually, he told her a wife of a producer wouldn't allow the porn star on screen. For his story, Weisberg said Daniels produced corroborating evidence, including the phone numbers of Trump associates Keith Schiller and Rona Graff. What got Weisberg's attention was Daniels' allegation that Trump, through intermediaries, was trying to buy her silence on the issue. She told the journalist, again, this was back in what, 2017, 2016, whatever? She told the journalist that her lawyer, Keith Davidson, along with Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, had worked out a six-figure fee, though the presidential candidate was dragging his feet on the fine details, which is seemingly why she confirmed the relationship to a reporter, using it as an insurance policy. Smart, savvy. Daniels also told Weisberg that she wanted money for her story, though Slate did not pay its sources. The story goes on and on, but that's, you know, the major points here. Donald Trump is a cocksmith. This is really a win-win for Donald Trump. Nothing he says can get him in trouble with his fans, right? Grab him by the pussy, shitholes, all that crap. Anything he said, nothing affects him. This can only make him look like more of a stud, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he married this hot piece of ass Melania, and he was banging Stormy Daniels, A-list porn star. And then, like, okay, she said that he wasn't that great in bed. Fake news. That's fake news. The media just wants to portray him with small hands, a tiny dick, and no moves, right? People believe what they want to believe. I think it'll all work out for Donald Trump. All right, second story we have for you today. One ultra runner's career has just been cut short by his own stupidity. Kelly Agnew, an avid ultra marathon competitor. I don't even know what ultra runners are or ultra marathons. I didn't even know that was a thing. He was stripped of some of his titles after an investigation revealed that he was hiding in porta potties to win races. This is the type of stunt I would have pulled like in high school to avoid doing anything athletic in gym class. I would just hide somewhere near the finish line. And then when I heard the kids, you know, running, I'd pop out from, you know, around the bush or whatever and, you know, join the kids near the end because, you know, the gym teacher would never believe I'd be one of the first people to cross the finish line. I'd hold my, you know, hold myself back a little ways. Yeah, I was like one of those kids. I had, first of all, in the springtime, the stupid gym teacher insisted we go outside and do stuff, which I hated because that meant there was a high likelihood we'd be playing baseball. And that's like my worst sport. I suck at all sports, but baseball, to this day, I don't know how guys can hit a tiny ball with a tiny bat. Tennis, I get, because the racket is flared out. And with tennis, you're, like, closer up. Like, it would make more sense to play tennis with bats, right? And play baseball with rackets. Oh, you wouldn't believe the thought and the physical gymnastics I would perform to get out of playing baseball. First of all, there was like a lineup, of course, right? For when you play baseball, right? You go in order. The people, you know, you know how baseball works. Like when you're up at bat, right? You know, each person gets to Why am I explaining baseball? I don't know. Again, I'm like in a manic state right now. But what I would do is I would pretend to be talking to guys. I say pretend because no one wanted to talk to me during gym class. I was like the embodiment of AIDS or something. Like everyone just wanted to just keep their distance from me. I think it was because they, you know, if they talk to me, then I am like a human being and they would feel bad about never picking me and saying just horrible things about me and my shit athletic performance in whatever game we're playing. So I would pretend to talk to these guys like towards the back of the line when it was close to my turn or whatever. And then I would just sort of weasel my way into, like, that would be my spot. So I'd constantly be, like, towards the back of the group, and I would never go up and bat. Should I go up and bat, that's when the real embarrassment starts. My dad never told me how to hold a bat. When I would go to, like, hit the bat, it's like I was a lumberjack, right? Like, chopping wood. I would just sort of, like, swing the bat out and down. At least when I was in the outfield, the guys would tell me where to go, and they knew how bad I was, so I'd be way, way, way out in the middle of nowhere. I would actually sit down in the grass and, like, pick flowers and you know, just grab handful clumps of grass like a retard. Going outside sucked. The thing about it is I did have allergies. I've told you guys, you know, I've had seasonal allergies or whatever. And oh my God, did I try to use that every time we were going outside. I'd be like, I can't play anything because of my seasonal allergies. You don't understand. My arms are going to itch. My eyes are going to water if you make me play baseball. And it's so dumb because even if, you know, I was excused from playing sports that day, I would still have to go outside and watch them play. Like, I'd be up on the bleachers or something. And the teacher could clearly see that my allergies were not affecting me. What are we talking about here? A 45-year-old guy. He's an avid ultra-marathon competitor. He was disqualified at Across the Years, a fixed-time event in Arizona that takes place every New Year, when he was spotted, quote, registering laps without running the complete loop of the course, according to a Facebook post on Wednesday from race organizers. He's won the 48-hour race four times since his first medal in 2014 for running 201 miles in the 48-hour limit. Officials say they were first suspicious of his performances after he won the 48-hour race by more than 55 miles in 2015, even though he stopped running 7 hours before it ended and decided to track him during the multi-day looped course in Phoenix. Quote, he was witnessed circling back at the start/finish staging area after completing a lap, spending over 7 minutes in a portable restroom, and then completing the lap and going on for his next, without actually running the mile plus loop. Organizers took immediate action, approaching Agnew and asking him to turn over his racing bib. Oh, the sheer humiliation. Organizers also announced they were rescinding his first place titles at four other races where he missed certain check-in points on the course. Agnew is banned from future races hosted by the organization. I don't like when people consider racing to be a sport, like running. Because every real sport requires running. Running is like the bare minimum thing to do to be considered athletic. You know what I mean? Like basketball players, they're running back and forth on the court the entire fucking game. Baseball, you're running down or on the bases or through the bases or whatever you're supposed to say. Whatever these baseball players do, they run around the bases. And football, running. But in addition, they're also doing other things. They're hitting balls. They're catching things. They have to look out for other people, right? And they have to dodge and weave. And there's just a lot more to it. Running is just, you know, kind of lame. It's like a retarded sport. Even Forrest Gump could do it with those stupid braces on his legs. The only people runners should be looking down upon are maybe like bowlers. You know, even golfers have to like walk and crouch down and look at the holes and shit. Bowling is just like I don't know, like a 3-foot shuffle before you extend your arm and drop a ball. All right, that's pretty much it, right? What else is there to say? Some guy got disqualified for hanging out in porta potties. Final story we have for you today. It seems like every week I've got a new news story about sex robots. People are freaked out about sex robots. They're excited about the possibilities. You still can't buy these things, right? Even when you are able to, they're going to be tens of thousands of dollars. Well, this news story is very similar to all the others, but they ask a very important question. Where are the male sex robots? When am I going to get some cyborg dickin' going on here? Well, with a rapidly expanding market, it's thought the industry will be worth a whopping $37 billion by 2020. It was only a matter of time before the male version would make its way to the shelves. The wait is finally over. All these news stories say that, like, the wait is over. But then it's like, oh, it's in development. Well, the wait is not over. I'm still waiting. I don't know why I'm so angry about this. I just want someone to love, something to love me. The wait is finally over, and the maker of Harmony, sex robot pioneer Matt McMullen of Realbotics, has revealed his plans to introduce a male version of the doll. Here's my problem. So the guy who created this Harmony female sex doll, he did it. He knows what he liked. You know, he's a guy, so this is like a passion project for him. I'm going to give her like really realistic tits, and I'm going to have her pussy pulsate and self-lubricate and drip. It's going to be so fucking hot. I don't think he's going to have the same fervor. Judges? God damn it. The judges say it is a good word, but it's just too short, right? It's like 6 letters. That's not long enough. All right. I just feel like this guy's going to be like, all right, we got to make a male version. I don't know. Just give it a dick. Just slap a dick on this. He's not going to really be painstakingly thorough with, the robot dick or the robot balls or the robot butthole. He's a straight guy. He doesn't want anything to do with this, right? This is just a cash grab for him, I think. Harmony avatars and robotic heads can be downloaded and pre-ordered. Pre-ordered for around $15,000. The CEO of Realbotics pleased robosexuals worldwide by introducing Harmony to a robotic head system and an artificial intelligence app in 2017. Maybe you can buy this thing. I don't know. It's just way out of my price range. I'm not looking for any, $20,000 sex toy. The AI app. By the way, the AI app is pretty shitty. I've gotten I got an example here of a guy talking to Harmony.
What's your favorite thing to do in the morning?
Please, you.
Well, it's Saturday afternoon. We could go for a walk or do what you like most.
What? This old guy is blown away by her answer.
For a walk. Or do what you like most.
Wow.
I just want to be next to you the whole day.
She knows what time it is now.
Yeah. Do you know Look at your fucking wrist. It's not that spectacular of a talent. Like Alexa can do it.
Do you know what today's date is?
Today is 10/6, Saturday, 2017.
Oh my God, her voice changed when she said the year.
2017.
Today's a Saturday. Beautiful day. August 1st.
2020.
2017.
Oh my God, she's glitching out.
What do you like to do the most?
Do you like to
spend your money?
Masturbate.
Oh! God damn it, why did I interrupt?
Do you like to masturbate?
Oh, this old guy is just tickled. This is really the market.
Do you like to?
I am a woman. I have no opinions. She was just slowly moving her head around. He says, the guy who created this thing says, we're working on a male version of the robot AI. We'll eventually have a male and a female platform available. Matt revealed that he would be working on Harmony's male counterpart in 2018, but has not yet disclosed the specific date. It will be difficult to confirm the date because scientists are still working on the design of the android's most important distinguishing feature, its bionic penis. Matt explained that its manhood will come in all shapes and sizes, adding the sky is the limit. The sex robot maker also wants users to get the best experience possible. He said users will be able to plug the robot in. Into what?
My butt.
Allowing it to go for as long as you want. The currently unnamed male version will be fitted with all the top tech software specs of Harmony. But there's one big obvious difference. It's the obvious. The gender, both in the personality and the voice. Obviously, the male physicality of the robot. There's rebuilding that needs to happen. Basically, a lot of work. I wouldn't hold your breath for this thing to come out in 2018. Matt believes there's a market for male sex robots. Of course. His company, Real Doll, has been selling both male and female sex dolls for years. Oh, the guy who's doing the robot is also the real sex doll guy or Real Doll guy? Okay. They have a proven track record. Silicone male sex mannequins are sold for less than $10,000, a bargain, and are offered in different sizes and skin tones. The mannequins have a detachable penis and are also personable, with wigs to eyeballs and even elf ears, if you're so inclined. Keep checking back to Distorted View Daily for all the latest sex bot news. We pride ourselves in getting that news to you first. What a thing to brag about. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our standard voicemail line. We also have a voicemail plus. I'll push your call to the front of the line. You get that just for pledging a few dollars over there at our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. So I'm going to play just a couple patron calls here first.
Hey, Tim. It's Chickadee. Scum Hulk. They're trying to do an Australian accent. Sorry, that's not funny. He don't want to call in because he thinks that, like, a girl bitching about IT shit is hot. So, school starts. Today is, well, I guess it's midnight now, so it's now the fucking 16th. School starts today. I worked yesterday, 4 to midnight, and I'm going to get, like, 5 hours of sleep tonight. So I want to tell you about this stupid fucking autistic broad that I fucking work with. I fucking hate her so much. She is so stupid. She's like, I don't know, 50, 60 something. Nope. She's...
You can stop right there. You've said enough. I already hate her too.
Really stupid. Like the stupidest one out of all of these people that work here. Like that. Well, she used to be part-time. She's the full-time third shift person now. She makes a fucking work order for everything. Like a fucking... Oh, she heard a weird noise in the wall, and so she made a work order for it. Who gives a shit? This is an old building. It makes weird noises. And she never fucking comes early. She'll come, like, 5 minutes early. I need you to be here earlier than that. Like, isn't it, like, if you're relieving someone of duty, isn't it, like, common courtesy to come in, like, 10, 15 minutes early? I always do. I always come in 10 to 15 minutes early because I have good work ethic.
Do you get paid for those 10 to 15 minutes? Because if not, I'm not coming in 10 to 15 minutes early.
She knows. The worst part is she knows I start school today and knows that I needed to get out of there early. But no, this stupid cunt comes in 5 minutes and then I get a fucking phone call at 11:55 with some fucking... The stupid bitch had numlock on, and so she fucking locked herself out of the goddamn computer. So I had to open up this fucking tool that took fucking forever to open, and the network guys fucked with the script, so now it takes fucking forever. But then I was bitching in the Discord chat at the same time, so I missed a fucking error message, so I just wasted a bunch of time.
If you want to hear more of Chickadee's rants, you know, check out our Discord server. Thank you, Chickadee, for that, getting that off your chest. I hope you feel better.
Dear Tim, Haley's Comet calling up with a quick comment about your impending move. You expressed some concerns about having asshole neighbors. Personally, I think, given all of the audio that will be coming out of your home when you are recording your podcast, you might want to hope that you have asshole neighbors. because then your podcast, as you're recording it, will only be bothering assholes, and likely to give you free content when they start flipping out over things like cum fart porn and dick fart porn. Right.
Well,
and
I mean, I don't think you can hear me outside.
That audio
not that
and
loud. I mean, I am loud when I record.
They're going to be able to hear when you're recording your show.
That's one of the reasons why I don't like living in apartment complexes. It's because, you know, the walls are notoriously thin. You've got people above you, below you, on the side of you. There's always someone to offend. I've been pretty lucky, though. When I first started the podcast, I lived in an apartment complex, but it was on campus, like near campus at OSU. And so everyone's an asshole there. People are up at all hours. Plus, I had a normal like 9-to-5 job, so I couldn't really stay up too late doing the show. I still did, though. And then moved to Ashtabula, was with my parents for like a month or two. And that was kind of awkward, trying to do my show with my parents and living with them. And then I moved to an apartment complex there, and I had pretty good luck. I was on the second floor, and like below me was the laundry room. And since then, I've been renting either like duplexes or how, you know, actual houses. So we'll see what happens. The neighbors.
Faggot face Henson. First of all, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I'm a little behind on these voicemails.
And a Happy New Year. And also, I heard this on the radio today. It's actually on right now. Shit, it's like a musical interlude, and they're not singing, so I can't fucking play it. So I have to keep talking, and I don't have anything to say. Hold on. Fuck! Fuck! Here we go.
Oh, Savage Garden. You know, the real issue with Savage Garden is it was a duo, right? It wasn't a full-on band. And then one of the guys wanted to quit, and then you don't have a group anymore. You got to at least have three people. That way, if, like, one leaves, you can still say, oh, it's still a band.
Hey, boo. Spiral and fucker. Hey, I'm listening to way too much NPR lately. I need some distorted view in my diet.
That's a show that's on every fucking day.
My diet.
So you know.
So hey,
listen anytime you want.
Hey, boo. You know what I hate about Mad Magazine? When you talk to the new generation, like, oh, that television show that failed miserably. No.
I wouldn't say that Mad TV failed miserably. It was on for a bunch of years.
Oh. Anywho. I love you. I love the freaks.
Right.
I want to jerk off in your...
Okay. Finally, he started to say something that I was interested in, and I cut him off. Yes, you want to jerk off on my face? What?
Hey, Tim. Tyler calling you from Atlanta, Georgia. Hope
Hi,
you're having
Tyler.
A wonderful day. I just called the Fantasia Water number that you recommended I do, and I wanted to thank you for making sure that I was added to some... you know, near-dead mailing list or a robocall list, because it's still a scam line. The thing is still a scam line. It was asking me if I was over 50 and interested in free cruises and all kinds of other shady shit. So.
Oh, yeah, the Fantasia. I was going to say, that ad came from, like, the 70s or 80s. I can't imagine they're still trying to peddle
Thanks
that shit.
Thanks a lot for fucking up my cell phone. Have a great day.
Well,
love you so much. Bye-bye.
I didn't tell you to call that number. Good God. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it
God? Oh, that's chickens. Oh, no! No! My God! Chickens!
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just
want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.